PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. President Trump doesn't want to discuss Jeffrey Epstein, the financier indicted for allegedly recruiting girls to engage in sex acts, from here on out.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years.
Trump was questioned about a Department of Justice report which put to bed widespread conspiracy theories claiming Epstein did not hang himself in his jail cell and that he had a so-called client list. Attorney General Pam Bondi had promised big revelations about the Epstein case and has been criticized by conservatives for not delivering any results. New Jersey Transit is being hit with a $10 million lawsuit filed by a black female electrician. Barbara Williams, the only black woman working in her department as a substation electrician, claims NJ Transit is discriminating against her. She's been on the job for 40 years and says she's been denied overtime and advancement opportunities over the past 2 years because of her supervisor's preference for male workers. The East Orange woman says her bosses have been setting her up to fail by assigning her inexperienced workers that she's forced to supervise, doubling her workload. NJ Transit says it doesn't comment on pending litigation. And the new ranking by World Atlas calls Wendy's the most unhealthy fast food restaurant in the country.
That distinction can largely be blamed on things like its triple baconator, Frosties, and fries. As far as worst offenders go, Sonic came in right behind Wendy's, followed by Taco Bell, Dairy Queen, and KFC. The list looked at restaurants that serve meals that can eclipse daily calorie limits in a single setting. The rest of the top 10, from bad to even worse, goes like this: Quiznos, McDonald's, Smashburger, Little Caesars, and Chick-fil-A. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. An appeals court is throwing out a rule that was supposed to make it easier to cancel things like subscriptions to streaming services. The Federal Trade Commission's so-called click-to-cancel rule was announced in 2024 with the goal of making it just as easy to cancel something as to subscribe to something. It was set to take effect in a few days, but the court Tuesday said the agency had not done a proper regulatory analysis of the rule. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 217 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. News also brought to you by Legacy Limousine, offering flat fee, local and long distance service. First-time riders get 20% off. Book now at LegacyLimousineLLC.com. That's LegacyLimousineLLC.com. Legacy Limousine, where safety meets comfort. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 to get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And how does the weather look today? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Over the next 12 to 24 hours, somewhere in New Jersey could see 2 to 3 inches of rain. It's just a matter of where, who gets the bullseye of our next batch of solid rain. Most likely that will be along or south of Interstate 195. Where the ground is already saturated, by the way, that's why we once again have to ring alarm bells for flooding. A flood watch in effect for southern and central New Jersey as we move into this evening, with a round of heavy rain and strong thunderstorms moving in. So good night to hunker down, stay at home if you can. It's going to be wet and stormy out there. Low temperatures in the lower 70s. Spotty showers continue tomorrow with lots of clouds. Cooler but still very humid, highs around 80. Friday looks better, partly sunny with a chance of an isolated shower early and late, highs mid-80s. The weekend looks okay with periods of sun, but still a daily chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs upper 80s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Current temperatures in Scotch Plains, it is 91 degrees, Belmar 88, Mays Landing is also 88. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather is brought to you by Flemington Department Store. There's no better place to shop for quality home furnishings than Flemington Department Store. Save big on custom American-made sofas and chairs by England, customizable bedroom and dining room furniture by Vaughn Bassett, Flemington Department Store. It's worth the trip.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.